Okay, so Gemara Mazeik getting the Paitet, and we starting at the bottom of Paitet. We're back to the Mishnah at the Gemara. Sorry, Vashina la Gavra. So Gemara said, wait a second, we're saying this woman here, she's asked to her husband, but I can actually explain. We saw there she had a Kohen, right? That if she got divorced, whatever the case was, she wouldn't go, with the rumors, we wouldn't go back to use your Kohen. So it's like, Amar Rabbi Ashi called Kalabat Nisruin lo Chashinam Bere. But aren't we, Rabbi Ashi says that if it happened after a wedding, we aren't worried about rumors that come out with regarding a woman who's married. Once we know she's been married, it's after the facts. So that's if this is what we're talking about. If the rumor was that she was married, she's considered married, and then we heard that she was married to Megureshet, Sarezu Megureshet. In other words, if there's mitigating circumstances, so now we thought she was married, and now we hear that she's divorced. The rumor was that she was married, now the rumor that she's divorced, we say that the rumor came with the mitigating circumstance, and therefore Kol V'Shovrimo should be considered divorced as well. Amar Rabbi now speaks about another case. What about La Yatzala Shem Zanavir? If there's rumors that she's been messing around, Rashi Zanavir messing around with a goy or with an Evid, they would pass her from a kahuna. So Ein Choshim, we don't worry about it. Why? My Tanya Pitzut Ba'amu Dechazu, because we just say Stam, that there are rumors there that they saw her just maybe sort of like messing around, teasing, whatever, or Rashi Zanavir, maybe they were just fondling her and touching her. We have to jump to conclusions from there that it should actually having a relationship with him. And what's this like a machlok tanaim avia? Rabbi Meir says achla b'shuk, if she's eating in the marketplace, doing things which aren't considered the best sort of behavior, or giga b'shuk, he says she'll walk around haughty with her long neck, or a nikka b'shuk, she's breastfeeding. All of these, Rabbi Meir says she gets divorced. She's divorced or not? Rabbi Akiva says no. Mishasiu v'itnu ba muzarot b'levana. Only the women who are the sitting in the marketplace at night and weaving and talking about all rumors and conspiracy theories, and they start speaking about her, then you've got to start being worried. So even on that, right, Rabbi Akiva, who was a little bit more moderate than Rabbi Meir, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says to him, that's the case. You never have a situation where anybody can stay married to the husband. And Rashi says, yeah, because all these people are not going to like her and are going to spin rumors. And once those rumors get going, they're going to be trouble. And Bahat Torah Amra, right, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, the Torah said in the day, Kimatza ba ervat davar. You've got to find an ervat davar. You've got to have a problem with her. It's got to be a real moral problem over here. This woman, you've got reasons to believe that there's erva here. Well, I mean, then later on, the Torah says, Al pish naim edim, you've got to bring edim. Or Al pish losha edim, yakum davar. So Ma'al halan davar, but it has to be something which is certain and confirmed. Afkan, so to yeah, we want to divorce your wife. You need davar barur. So we see over here that Rabbi Chaim Nuri wasn't so excited about listening to all these rumors. And you know, we've got to be a bit more certain about these sorts of things. Okay, the Gemara brings a brighter over here that discusses other rumors that we're speaking about. This is over here, and Bu'ula, right? And Choshashinla. When you look at Rashi, this is over here, Bu'ula, Yatsa al Betula Ba'ir Kol Bu'ula. Rumors are out now that this girl, who's supposed to be a virgin, unmarried girl, that she's not a betula, that she's been sleeping around, right? Ein choshashinla. Now the Bach adds in here another example: chalutza ein choshashinla. If she's a chalutza and she's messing around, or nesua, she's a married girl, right? Ein choshashinla. Look at Rashi. Ein choshashinla leoshua lekohen gadol. Until we got circumstances, she got married. So yeah, we don't worry that she's married or that she's an arusa or that she's a chalutza. Okay? We say that she married somebody, but not, look, he says, yeah, you look at Rashi Aviyah, rumors are that she's getting married today. Avaloi skirushwa, we don't know who the guy was. Lomar leplay elenit kachastam. Echosh, we don't believe rumors like a woman just got married, who he was. If there was in Ba'ir Acheret, Yatsa kan kol plani mikasha yom emokobay, we hear rumors that a woman's getting married in some other town. Again, Echosh Shinla. If we hear rumors that she's a mamzeret, that she's a mamzeret, Echosh Shinla. Shifchal, we hear that she's a slave, Echosh Shinla. Okay, so all these sorts of things says over here. The Tanakam, the Brighter says, all these circumstances, until the actual proof, we don't listen, we don't. Another aspect we don't take seriously. Higdish Plaine Chasav. Rumor goes out that the guy was Makdish Balamidash, all his assets. Right? Higdish Plaine Chasav. Ein choshashin le sword. The man said, "They're not yours because they're Beit Din. Where from?" Or if Kir playing chasav, what do you call it? If Kir, you know, he made them all hefker. He gave up. He abandoned Rashi and his assets. Again, ein choshashin. Now we don't come and say, "Wait, what do you do with us? They're not yours. I want them." These are all rumors. We ignore them. We ignore them all. So Amar Ula, so Ula now says, "Lo shamu kol havara." Hura says, what we're interested in over here is not the kol havara, it's like the echo. Right? In other words, the what do you call it, when the noise, like, you know, echoes, I think, right? That's the word, right? Echo. So that there's a noise over there, and you heard the echo over there. So in other words, we want the source. If we know for a fact that something happened, that's fine. But if it's just the echoes, if it's just all the rumors bouncing around off the walls, that we don't listen to. Ela kedeshe yu nerot ol kot. If we see a room where the lights, where there's candles lit, umitot mutsaot, the mitot avi are not beds to go sleep on, but they made like couches to go and sit on so they could go and eat their food. But adam nichasin v'yotzi, people are coming and going. We see a happening in a certain house. For a moment, people say, yeah, ploni mit kedeshe la yom, right? Ploni mit kedeshe, she's getting married today. Then and afterwards, there's rumors that she got married. So we'll say, okay, there's raglaim la davar. There's grounds to believe this. What do you mean, Mikadeshet? Going to get married. But Yom Eloi HaKadshah, maybe she never got married in the end. The Lord says, you're right. Ema planit nit kadshayom. That's what we mean. When we see a party and festivities and the music and the band and the lights and the people coming and going, and they say she got married today. She says, yeah, nit kadshah. Right? So he says, Mikadeshah, he says, Atidalit Kadeshah. So he said, not because Nit Kadeshah, she got married. The Chantanim, so Levi says the same thing. Lo Shishmu Kolavra, not be hearing all the rumors. Ela Kadeshah, Nerot, Lokot, Kans, Litton, Mitot, Mutsot, the Beds of May, Vashim, Tavot, Laura Ner, and the women, they are busy, I don't know, these Vesmechot, Lav, Omrot, and now these women, these rumor women normally are happy about her, and they say, Plowing because she's married today. Once they get Mikadeshet, that's in the future. Maybe she never got married. Where's Arapapa? I'm a planning to catch her, Yom. Arapapa, I'm a Biochana. So now, on that same subject, we've got two opinions of here. We've seen Tanakami, we've seen another case where Levi learned the same thing. Now the Gemara brings over here, Rabbi Rachanis and Rabbi Yochanan, Losh Shamukol Avarai, Kadesh Yunar Tokot, Betot Mutsot, Ben Adam, Nichzim Yotzin, right? Amru Davar Ze Hu Kol. Lo amru davar zehu amtala. So that's what he said in Rabbi Yochanan. When you see all of those things, that's called kol. That is a rumor itself. That is that there's something substantial. If you didn't see any of these things, that's just called amtala. Look, but it's quite interesting because it doesn't say you didn't see. It says amru davar ze. After amru davar, if they said something like that, Rav Grashi, amru davar plan di kach hayom, that she got married today, that's called who kol. Right, zehu kashe shechoshashin lo. Then we take it seriously that maybe she should have got married to a married woman. Lo amru davar, if they never said anything, we just saw, we walked past the place and we saw a party atmosphere, but nobody actually said this woman got married today. So zehu amtala, that would be a mitigating circumstance, rashi sheshoveret hakol, which mitigates against the woman. What do you mean lo amru? If they didn't say something. If they never said that she's getting married, lo amru, says Vaha Lo Amru Velo Klum. Then what do you mean Lo Amru? That's the mitigating circumstance. They never said anything. It means nothing. If they said that she got married today, and we saw the beds, so the hall set up, and the band are there, and the lights on, the music, people are coming and going, and they said she got married, they understand. But we just saw a hall set up, and no one said anything. Why is that a mitigating circumstance? That's nothing. That means it isn't a basis for the rumors. It could have been maybe they were setting up a practice hall or they were having a party or what. So the Lord says, no. Not so. Why lafuke mit Rabbi Baravuna? What does it mean lafuke? To exclude Rabbi Baravuna. Right? The Amar, Amtala she'amru, afilu mikan v'lasaryamim. Rabbi Baravuna said that these mitigating circumstances we can even have within 10 days if we hear something different. That's up to 10 days. Look at Rashi. He says, Lafuke, Amtala Shamu Mishtatenu. In our Mishnah, we spoke about mitigating circumstances, Shoveraku, which mitigate the whole rumor. Vafilo Yatzaim Akol Ele La'achar Zman, Lo Have Amtala. He says that there, after 10 days wouldn't be mitigated. If they never said anything, Zeu Amtala, Vachikamalo, Gamru, Hadavar, Lotzi, Kol, Mekemesuyam, Ela Hotziu, Shovari, Makol. He says, when do we say it's mitigating circumstances? When the rumors went out, they were already embedded in the rumors reasons to believe that there were mitigating circumstances against the rumor. Look, Kagon, Nit Kacha Prani Besafek. Who dava amtala? If we said that a woman got married today, but we're not sure if she got married. There's reasons to. Someone says, you know, I think that she might have got married. We're not here. So that's, it says, right? That's already got the mitigation with it. Aval amru davar mekuyam mesuya. Tulomay amtala. But if someone says she got married today, and we see them, and there's the buildings there, then no longer amtala won't help. So if in 10 days' time someone says, no, it wasn't the case, it's too late. The rumors have gone out. Right, that's what he said. Look over here. He says that's what it means when you've got all the festivity. They never said anything. That's an amtala. He says, If you see reasons to believe that she got married, but they actually said it, that's mitigation. But if they actually said that she got married and you see the big party, lo amtala, now it's too late. So that's why it's relevant to know whether seeing things is not enough. You might conclude that you got married, but they never actually said you got married. That wouldn't, it's only if they never said that you got married and you just think that you got married, then that's the mitigation. Is that nobody actually said anything and you don't base it on the rumors on what you saw. But if someone said that you got married, it's too late. Because everyone walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it walks like it's a duck. So if there's a wedding set up and there's a band and there's a hall and the people are coming and going and they're telling you that a woman got married today, she got married. The amtala's not going to help. If they never told you got married and you think that she got married because you saw the wedding going on, that wouldn't constitute a rumor. I remember who...
Translate that instead as a mitigation, as an assumption rather.
Then it's an assumption. If they never said anything. Right. So again, everyone's telling us, it's not that we hear the echo of here. Lo sheshamu kol avara. Right? Lo sheshamu kol avara. We're not talking about the rumors. Ela kedei sheyomru plonit miheichan shama. We need to know. In other words, it's not good enough to say that there was an echo. You have to know. Miheichan, where did you ask the guy, how do you know? And he says, mi ploni. From obodkin v'holchin achibagin davar habarur. Until you get to the source. So the one says, wait a second. If you get to the source and you now know, davar habarur, eidut me'aliyatehi. That's not a rumor anymore. That's confirmation. We're discussing rumors. So then one says, you're right. In the kiater of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amarav, Amarav. So when Rav Shmuel came, bar Yehuda came into Israel to Bavel, and he said that Rabbi Abba Amaravuna said to Amarav, and what does it really mean? Lo sheshamu kol avara, elekdesh yomru ploni mehechan shama. We heard from a guy. Where did he hear from? He heard from Ploni. But that Ploni, achulu min atayam, we actually can't go and confirm the source. That's what we're speaking about. In cases like that, that's what we mean by rumor. So it's not just we heard a rumor. We actually spoke to a guy who heard from a guy. He said, I know from that guy, he's the source. But we can't confirm it because he's gone overseas. Then we say, we've got a room here which we've got some basis for. So now that's basically the conclusion of the Gemara then. The new sugya of the Gemara starts down, it's only Abayah Rav Yosef. So Abayah also has a question. Once a room has gone out, can we cancel it? Can we annul it? We haven't got necessarily mitigated. Can we say, look, we heard something, but we checked and we can't really find a basis for it, so let's just ignore it. Can we do that? If we heard, and that's interesting, the Gemara says from women or children, right? Which women in the Gemara at the moment is a euphemism, people aren't really reliable. That women are gossipers. Maybe it's not really true. Do we say ignore it? We say no, even if it's children or women, we and once it's been said, we look at it seriously. He says, one of the questions Rashi explains, one of our understandings here is that we heard from him who says she heard, from this woman, she says she heard from him, we heard from him, but we can't actually work it out because the guy's gone away. That's the one possibility. Inami, or maybe, the guy originally who was attributed to have said it came back from overseas V'amr, and he said, Loi Rebbe Olam. He says, wait till I ever said that. So, Mevatlin or Lo Mevatlin. There's two ways Rashi explains the question. So, the one is we heard from children or women, who maybe, Lechatchila, we wouldn't say are reliable, and we can't confirm it. Do we say that the rumor is a good rumor, nothing we can do about it? Or even after we've heard, asked the guy who's the source is attributed to him, and he says, no. Do we say that the rumor's already gone out, everybody knows it, now nothing we can do, we just carry on? Or do we say, look, now we know the facts, let's change it? If you ask me, the Havamin itself is outrageous. Right? Because the Havamin is making a presumption here that even we know now for certain that it's not that the basis of which was based on wasn't correct, we still might say, look, it's impossible to undo the damage. And now go and tell the, everyone's already known this woman's a married woman now, or she's a divorced woman, go start running out finding everybody who knew and corrected her. We say, you know what, let's just damage be done and leave it alone and let it sort itself out. That seems to be the Havamina. So Amarle, so Yosef says to Abaya, Midam Rav Chizda, Ad she yishma'u mipi aksherim, Shma Amina mevatidan kala. This is, and we said there, right, not in our Mishnah, I'm not sure where he's getting this from, Rav Yosef. He says, Ad she yishma'u, as Rav Chizda said, Ad she yishma'u mipi aksherim. Rashi says, Aviyah, she yomru miplani shamanu. We heard it from him. Who alach, he went overseas. Alma akira banan b'milta, Rabbi Meikil, v'shma mina de'i b'dikine batrachi v'shtakach shekara, right? Mevatilan leo machizin de'lav kalahu b'min sabinla. So he says, Aviyah, if we hear that it wasn't really true, so then we would allow her to get married. She's not considered a married woman. So he seems to over here that we do mevatel the call. So Amarle, so Abai says to Rabbi Yosef, Adrabah, on the contrary, but Rav Sheish afilu mipi nashim have a call. If Rav Sheish is even from women, we will listen. So see, women here, like we said, meaning people who aren't necessarily so reliable. Shvamina, right? Shelo vadinanka, we don't. So Rav Yosef says to him now, Malay, atrafta ninu. Atrafta ya is atar, right? Atar means a place. So he says it seems to be geographical. Atrafta ninu. Rashi says, yeah, atrafta, mekomot chalukin b'minagam. To depend where you are. Basura mevatle kala, and benaharda lo mevatle kala. In Naharda, they wouldn't, sure they would. Now remember, Shmuel is from Naharda. Okay, just hang on to that. We're going to see why that's relevant in a moment. So the woman brings a story now. Ahid nafakala kaladak iktasha lebar beirav. There was a rumor that a woman got married to a particular Talmid Chochem, to a bar beirav, to a bachur yeshiva. So Atya Rav Chama Lavua, Rav Chama, and he called her father, went to her father, and said to him, tell me, what were the circumstances of here? So Amarle said to him, Al Tnai Kaddish. They got married on Tnai. What was the Tnai? Adata Delo Azil Bei Chozai. That he wouldn't go to Bei Chozai, but Azli went to Bei Chozai. In other words, they never got married, correct? Look what he says. Amarle. Right? So Rav Chama says, Kevan de be'idne da havai kala, lo havai amtalta. Since they already got married, there was a kiddushin, yeah? And at the time of the kiddushin, there weren't any mitigating circumstances, because we never knew it was going to go to Beit Chozai. Lav kol keminach de mechazaket amtalta. We can't use the amtalta now. There's no mitigation. This woman's concerned. We've got to know. Actually, we're regarding her as if the rumor is correct that she got married. I think he's crazy. I did afik ala kala de iktasha. Rumor when everyone got married. But atzifa de tuchla. Rashi, what's an atzifa de tuchla? Rashi said, atzifa de tuchla. Look how long this Rashi is. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 narrow lines. And 2 long lines here. 1 long line here of Rashi. Huge Rashi on what that is. It says to us, these are tamarim, shlo bishlu kol tzachan. They aren't really fully ripe dates. And you leave them in their leaves and they become a little bit ripened. And when you eat them, he says, a bit of the food stays on the pip. Doesn't separate because they aren't properly ripened. And that's called tzifa. We say in Elu Trev, he says, kasher b'tzifta d'b'duchta, ulemacha, it's fitting for animal fodder. So this is what he used for his kiddushin. Okay, he used like these pips that have got a little bit of dace left on them. Maybe a poor guy. And he used that for the marriage. But in a debate shifi. He got married on this at the spring of Beishifi with these very cheap atzifa de tuchla. Right, so Shalchav Ini Bar Avin Nekamed Abaya say Alta Abaya Kashia Ha Kiyah Gav Demai. What do we say? So Amar Leafilu Leman Damai Lo Vadin Akeis. Even though as you say you don't Mevatel Kala, which you don't normally cancel those rumors, Baham Vadin Akeis. We're going to say here it's not a marriage. Why? Everyone will understand. Inu Behu Rabbanan BeKidushaya VeLo Have Behu Shave Pruta. Everyone's going to understand that we get married without sorts of things, not a real marriage. How are we going to see this Nash of a Pruta? And therefore, we don't have to accept the rumor. Another story. Ahi dinafek adakala dikitsha. Another woman got married to each other, the Chad Bibnei Palania. That she got married from somebody, she's not from Poland. Right? From Mibnei Palania. Right? It means on the family Palania, but it sounds like from Polish guy, right? So Amarava, Rashi Savia, they never knew his name. Just as she got married like one of the guys from that family. So I said, I feel a man, I'm a little bit of a kala, behind me, but in a case, yeah, you can, but look, why? They'll see that he was actually a kid. So it seems here that even though we said Lomavatidam Khan such a hurry and some machloket, in a hurry they don't, but we can see that all these Chachamavia were quite quick to Mavatel the call and not to just have rumors create suggestion when a woman was married. In another case, he did not fake Allah Kaladik to the Katan. Mamasha case here, the woman married a Katan. Rumors are she married a Katan. Hanir Akagado, but he was a big guy. Right? Physically, he was a big guy, but he actually wasn't of age. So I'm about the Chara Rashi. Have over the Vamri. Obviously, there was actually such a case, right? And they said, "I died like Liflagot Ruvain." And you know that song, Steve Young. Where Steve Young said this morning, it's not hardly that, right? You know the pasuk. Lama Yashavta Beina Mishpetayim. Okay, excuse my voice. You know that song, anyhow. It says Liflagot Ruvain. Right? The pasuk says Lishmashkot Adarim Liflagot Ruvain Gluim Chikre Leiv. So Liflagot Ruvain over here means, like when you separate like Ruvain. I saw a nice explanation to this. The Netziv, he says, what does Liflagot Ruvain mean? He says that Ruvain had wisdom beyond his years. Why? Because normally if a person finds something nice, so they bring it to their father and show it to their father. We found something nice. Ruvain understood when he found the, what was the thing that Ruvain found again? What was he found? He brought them to his mother and that was he used after to the Dudaim, Shkoach. Right, that he found the Dudaim, so he knew that those Dudaim had value over and above just a nice find, that he could use them already to give them to be used for other purposes. So he had wisdom. He said, "Yeah, I die in lo igu liflagot ruvain." Okay, so those are basically a couple of stories over there where Chamin were quick to mevatel the call. Okay, now we see in our Mishnah that the call, we listen to the call, the rumor will be vached or tesha on time, as long as it doesn't mitigate circumstances with it. Amar Rabbi Huna, Amalta Shamru. Says this Amalta, which is by Afilu Mikavel Hashayamim. So we saw this previously, right? Even he's over here, Rabbi Rabbi Huna, says, even for 10 days, as the Gemara says, that was what we saw a moment ago, where Amach Loket over here, where we said, Lo Amru or Amru, he was La Afukem Rabbi Rabbi Huna, was to come and prove that that's not the case. And we don't have 10 days to wait. That if there isn't a mitigating circumstance at the time the rumor was made, we ignore the mitigating circumstance from there on, the rumor holds. So it says over here, Rabbi Huna says, "Am talcha amru afilu mikavel hashayamim." Rav Zvi Amar, "Mkom am talta, choshin am talta." So he said, "What do you mean, mkom am talta?" So I think he's saying over here, if there aren't foundations for the am talta, Rashi says, "Mkom am talta." Look at Rashi, the second narrow lines of Rashi, third narrow lines of Rashi. Yeah, afilu en am talta elu makom. Upetach yesh ledavar. See, there isn't really a mitigating fact, but there's place and reasons to doubt it. Shenochal yomot amtalta. We could learn from that there are mitigating circumstances. Choshin shema amtalta pralid yesh ledavar va'akol batel. So we actually have to even know the mitigating circumstances, but there are reasons to believe that from the circumstances we can deduce that these things don't make sense. We wouldn't take the rumor seriously. Shdalik was a kasha. Eight Rav Papa le Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid who said bimkom amtalta. You want to say what do you mean bimkom? The Mishnah says ubilvad shelo tehe sham amtalta. There has to be an amtalta. Look at Rashi. Alma amtalta behed yavina. We need a proper amtalta, not grounds to create an amtalta. He says amalei bimkom amtalta kama. Change it. He says like this. Achi Rashi amalei bimkom amtalta v'amagnitin kai ha terutza. So basically, he started making a change. I remember Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said to Rav Papa, this was Rav Papa who asked, remember, eight Rav Papa asked Rav Zvid the Kashya. So Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa, Va'at lo tizbara, and you don't believe in it, you don't have that. Look at Rashi, the long Rashi here, it's quite important Rashi. He says, the imiyash petach limtzoam talta desamchinanum and savinala, that if there are grounds to conclude that there would be mitigating circumstances, yeah, we wouldn't go for it, and say she can get married and she's not married. V'at nas dimi learn in the Mishnah, isha shalcha ba'ala l'midatayam, we learned the shrat in Ketubot, that if a woman, I think it's in Ketubot, maybe Yevamot, if I'm mistaken, but now nitke shalcha, Yevamot, sorry, Yevamot. But now isha shalach ba'ala l'midatayam, she said, a woman whose husband went overseas, uba edichad v'amala, med palek, one aid came, your husband died, but nitkesha, and she did kiddushin, didn't do nisuin, she did kiddushin to a new man, muter lachzor l'rishon, and her husband arrives back, she can go back to her first husband. Vilugabe niseit ketani hatam, tetze mize o mize. She says, only when she actually did nisuin, and her husband can be said she had to divorce both of them. But if it was kiddushin, she could still marry, she could go back to her first husband. Va'afa gav danusehi, sharabaitin horu alinasei. Right, even though she got married, she was anus, her husband was away and died, and the rumors were in the bed, said she can get married. And that's why they said that she can't marry this, she has to divorce them both, because we might think that she going back to her husband after she got married, that's asur. But when she added kiddushin, right? So my time of chazed l'rishon, ולא צריך לגט משני, הרי אין לך יצא שמה בעיר מקודשת גדולה מזו, דבר הידוע כולם שנלכת שם. I said, yeah, Rav Papa, Rav Kahana to Rav Papa, what's your problem? In the case which we're in Yevamot, a woman did kiddushin to a new man, and then her husband comes back, and we said that she can go back to her first husband. Now, there's no greater rumor than that a woman's getting married than when a woman actually did get married. Yes, not a rumor. Yes, she did. There was kiddushin. There was kiddushin. Nonetheless, Chaim says she can go back. Why? There wasn't an amtala when she got married, when she did the kiddushin, but there were grounds to understand that she only married this guy that kiddushin to him because her husband was dead. And once her husband wasn't dead, she didn't want to do kiddushin to him, so she should go back to her first husband. So what's your problem? So and then now look, now just inside the Gemara. So the Gemara is a little bit different. Rashi made it much easier for us. Look inside the Gemara. V'hatnan, he said to Rav Papa, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, nitkacha, v'achakach ba'ala, mutet lachzor? And he explains, he says, lav mishum da'aminan al tnai kaddish. Look at Rashi. Lav mishum de'yesh kan makom amtal te lismoch alav dechimahad le'elgabra amai, v'ala yesh petach l'dava she'al tnai kitcha. Isn't that the reason? Right? She'ni ishim yavo ba'ala shegisha. So he says, no, that you can't come. Shani Atam Da'ati Baal V'Kamari. He says, that's not a good example. There, why are we allowed to go back? Because the husband arrived physically. There was a man in the picture, and he challenged the whole situation. Look at Rashi. Shani Atam Da'ati Baal, the Kai, he was there. Meimar Amri, Me'olam lo Girshe Baala, Ela Ayata Asfura, Shemei, Dikshavei Nekirushin. She never divorced him. So says over here, Rav Kahana to Rav Papa, I don't understand. V'yachi nisaidam. If you write, it's just because the husband's there and challenging it, and that's why we allow it. But the rumors are completely different set of circumstances because there aren't husbands around to challenge. Then how come when she did nisuin, the husband was also there? The husband came back and he's standing there in front of the couple. He says, "Look, I'm here." So why didn't Chamim allow her to go back to her husband then? So he says, "No, that's different altogether." He says, "Nisaita avdi sura kansura banan." There, it's because of a knas. You're right, Minadin, maybe she could have gone back to her first husband. But Chachamim said you should have waited to check your husband was dead. You obviously didn't check enough and you rushed off to marry the second guy. And now he comes back. That's a knas. We're not going to go back to him or her. Aval nitkacha, the law of the Israel, but you needed kiddushin. And then the Israel yet, lo kansur rabbanan. So bottom line, that's the machloket over there, where there even grounds to understand that there would be a built-in mitigating factor. We might take into account, we might not. Rav Papa wasn't so convinced about it. So Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says something unbelievable. He says, all these rumors which aren't verified by Beit Din, we ignore. Lo kalehu. Look at Rashi. The very first wide lines, last lines of Rashi, he says, Shelo badku Beit Din acharav. The Beit Din didn't check it. Shelo teheh shmiat kol avarat. We want to make sure we aren't just listening to echoes, right? He says, Lav kalehu. So Rashi's got different gears. Rashi says, lo chashim. We ignore them. Once Beit Din have checked it, then we go listen to it. So Amar Rashi, Rav Ashi says further than that. Another Rav Ashi Avia. So any call which comes out after the Nisuin, lo chashin anda. Ha batari Eirushin chashin. If it's after Eirushin only, we would. So once she got, if she got betrothed to somebody, and then we got rumored that she got betrothed to somebody else, we would take him seriously. But once she already done Nisuin, we wouldn't take him seriously. Rav Chaviva Amar, afilu debatari Eirushin am lo chashin anda. And Rav Chaviva says, no, even after Eirushin, we don't take him seriously. The Hilchata and the Gemara passes the Locha Lamase, Lo Chashin, and we don't even after Kiddushin, we ignore them, we don't think this is Amar Avir Mibar Ava Shachula Mibay Rav Lishmuel. Remember, I said to you at the very beginning, we said, Machloket, we had a Machloket on Atrafta. And we said in Surah, they do Mevatel Kol, and in Naharda, they don't Mevatel Kol. Remember, we saw it in the previous Amud. And I said, Shmuel comes from Naharda. Now the Gemara also says, like Rav Yirmi Bar Ava sent a message to the Beit Midrash of to Mibay Rav. From the Babish of Rav to Shmuel. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu. We've seen this last one plenty of times when it comes to Shmuel, right? Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. Yatza le'akol mirishon. There's rumors that she got married to the first guy. Uba acher v'kitcha kiddush Torah. And another guy comes as kiddush. Rashi says kiddush Torah means with Adim. So here it's not a question of rumors. Here the Adim who saw the kiddushin. Mahu, what's the story? So Shalach Leu, Shmuel sends the answer. He says like this. Teitze, in the meantime, let her just get rid, separate from that second guy. Vehemidu hadavar al borio vehodiuni. Now go check it out, see exactly what the facts were. Was the rumor that she got married to the first guy a real, just validated or not? Let me know. Look at Rashi over here. He says, Vehemidu al borio, havu bot kinacharako, go check the rumors. Lamit davar lamit tato im emet hu sheker vodiyadi ikaro shel davar. Let me know. So really, Shmuel just says the second guy let her leave in the meantime and go and check. What are we happening over here? He's saying that we can check the rumors. Meaning what? Look at the Gemara says, "My he." The Gemara says, "My he." What is the sort of story? Ilam et de megalia milta de kidusha de kama love kidusha ma'alia ninuhu mevatlin kala. So if we're going to find out that the rumors of the first case weren't really correct, so what? Are we going to then say that those we're going to cancel those rumors and say she's not a married woman? The Gemara says, well, if behind the hard die, I trade a shmuelu velo mevatlin kala. We learned earlier on. And in the heart, they don't. Once it's a rumor, it's a rumor. We don't go start verifying things. Once it's out, it's too difficult to start changing all the rumors. And the Gemara says, or maybe the ima galia milta de kiddusha kame kiddusha ma'alia ninhu rochukit mesheini upig rabuna. Maybe that was what Shmuel was worried about. He said, go and check out the first case. Not because we want to cancel the rumor if we find that it wasn't correct and she can marry the second guy. But maybe we want to actually establish that the first guy was a proper marriage. And now that she was married, she wouldn't need a get from the second guy because once you're married, you can't marry somebody else. And that's what you want to check. You want to see if she needs a get from the second guy or not, but not that we're going to cancel the rumors for the first guy. Damar Avuna, Eshet Ish, Epashta Yad, Vekibla Kiddushin Miacher, Mekudeshet. Because that's what he said. Avuna says, that even a married woman, right? Eshet Ish, she stuck her hand, she accepted the Kiddushin of a second guy, right? She be Kiddushin. Why? Because a woman can say that to her husband, you divorced me. I'm not married to you. The husband says, what do you mean you're marrying that other guy? She says, what do you want? You divorced me. So the Gemara says, Chazoka, why does it work? Because a woman wouldn't go so far, wouldn't be so have so much as panim, like so rude or
brazen,
thank you, brazen to say to her husband that she's divorced. So obviously the fact that she said it means she must be divorced. And therefore she can marry somebody else. So ve'idach, so how come over here, the Gemara says, ve'idach Shmuel, d'amar hemidu davar al boryo, remember the law by get me shiny. Go and check it out that maybe she wouldn't need a get from the second one because she wasn't. She was still married to the first one. What was his assumption? Why would she even take the kiddush from the second guy if she wasn't divorced from the first guy? So he says, Ki it made Rav Nuna, because Shmuel's like this. Rav Nuna made that klal, that a woman wouldn't be so brazen, was Befana, when her husband was in front of her, she wouldn't say it to his face. But if her husband wasn't around, Me'iza u'me'iza. Then she's not scared, and she is brazen. And maybe when the husband wasn't around, she decided to take the kiddushin, and now she's arguing about it. Let's end the Faviyah, and we'll carry on tomorrow and finish the Masechta.